This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
Hey, this is Regan Fire, and you're listening to the Nerds of Wrestling podcast.
What is going on, Nerds of Wrestling, and welcome to an episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I am your host, Justin Del Rio, and my guest at this very time is Regan Fire. Regan, what is going on? How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm very out of it, as you can tell before our conversation started. I know that Regan is going to be teasing me a lot during this podcast. During this podcast, you guys will find out why. How are you today? How's life? How's COVID, not really COVID, treating you? I think we're kind of like at the end stage of it, but not really.
I mean, we hope. I'm fine. I'm gaining brain cells back, but yeah. You
so much. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, I lost a lot of them today.
As far as COVID, it's I hope it's dying down, but this whole two mask thing doesn't have me so excited or thinking mm-hmm. that it is cool down. So I hope everyone is staying safe and doing good. I'm doing good over here and everyone around me. So
you're located in Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
I am in Florida.
Oh, I got that right. How is it? How is it up there? I know like Florida's like very kind of like hot for COVID right now.
I thought you're just gonna talk about Florida in general. I was like, Florida's very bipolar with everything. Honestly, with COVID, I personally haven't seen like the bad side of it. I don't know if other people are seeing stuff that's worse, but like me personally, I haven't seen it bad. I'm not around any hospitals. I don't have any family members down here that are around that. So I'm not too sure as far as like people that are on the front lines and see everything every day.
I mean, that's good, I guess. Connecticut is okay. I mean, yeah. we're doing all right. I mean, we could be doing better. I just found out, like I told you before we started the podcast, I work in a preschool. And today was a very eventful day. I'm not going to say what happened, but when I told you, your face was absolutely hysterical. So our boss literally just told us yesterday that we got to wear two face masks or a face mask and a face shield. So I'm like, oh, man, what the hell? Like, why? I'd rather wear two face masks than a face shield, because that face shield is an absolute pain in the ass, especially working with kids.
I can't even imagine.
The kids can't even understand me with the face mask on. Now they're gonna have a hard time understanding me with a face shield. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Should I wear two face masks? Should I wear a face shield and a face mask? I don't know. So today I'm just like, oh, whatever. I'll wear a face shield. Who cares? It's Friday.
But it bothers me because it's like, when does it stop? It doesn't end. No. It literally never ends. Like, they already came out and said that something with the vaccine, like, it doesn't make you immune, and people are having more side effects than they are, like, having benefits from it.
Right.
Like, why is this why do you keep on, like, adding stuff onto it and prolonging stuff and adding another mask and, like, it just feels like these are stepping stones that are ending.
Yeah, no, I agree. It sucks. It really does. I wish I missed the old norm. You know, like when COVID first started, I'm like, damn, we took a lot of stuff for granted. And we still are. I mean, we still are. I mean, I still go out. I go out to eat. I do what I got to do. I go to work. One thing I absolutely miss is wrestling shows. I haven't been to a wrestling show since October, I think, but before that was like March of 2020. And dude, I'm at a show every weekend. If you know me, I'm always at a show. Every time, you know, Connecticut has a wrestling show, I try to go, especially for Northeast Wrestling. I'm always there. I haven't been to a Northeast wrestling show in almost a year. So I'm hurting. It hurts. It hurts a lot.
If I can say the same exact thing. Like, I was wrestling every single weekend. I was traveling up to northern states. Like, I was getting out there. And then it was like everything just took a halt. But even now when I'm wrestling and I'm trying to give people like a little bit of normality back, like just something to get their mind off of everything that's happening right now, people like talk down to me. Like, people are like, why are you doing that? Why are you continuing this? Like, it's not, people don't like what we're doing right now. So it's definitely difficult being a wrestler in this time and still trying to let people know, like, we're taking the precautions and we're being safe. And it's kind of weird that people don't want to get back to normal. Like, they're so fixated on everything that the news is saying. And it's almost like they're denying, like, any sort of way that we could somehow make normal, like, anything normal work.
No, I agree. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just saying it was very weird. Like, we do the tests, temperature checks, people wear masks. The only people that aren't wearing masks are the performers in the ring. So to have people still be like, you shouldn't be doing that, and it is looked at negative within the medical community because we're having gatherings. I was like, you guys don't even want families gathering together. So, I mean, nothing we do is going to make anyone happy. So
you can't win. Honestly, you can't win. But I want to ask you a question, like a wrestler, you know, ask a wrestler a question. When you first stepped into the ring during all this craziness and after everything kind of died down, but everything was still kind of crazy. Were you nervous to step foot into the ring with an opponent?
Me, no. I feel like I've had it before. Like, I have probably had it like 2 or 3 times. I haven't gotten tested. I just took the necessary step, like take 2 weeks away from everyone in quarantine, yada yada. But I didn't want to keep on going. I didn't want to be in fear. Because I had already, like, lived through, like, losing smell, losing taste. That's about as much as happened to me. I got, like, chills and sweats and stuff. But I'm not going to live in fear and not do what I love when I would literally, like, die in the wrestling ring. So if I were to get COVID or something from somebody else, when everybody there is taking the precautionary steps, like, I'm not scared. Like, everyone did their part. Everyone continues to do their part. So, like, there was no fear for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you guys aren't taking the precautionary measures to do what you got to do. Like, obviously, everyone has to get tested. Obviously, everyone has to, you know, like you said, take 2 weeks off. Even did you have to take 2 weeks off even to get step foot into the ring? I know you said you took 2 weeks off already, but did they tell you had to do anything else?
Honestly, no. Most people just stuck to the area that they were in. Like, nobody's really traveling that much anymore, so everyone's around the same group of people, so to speak. Like, I was only doing one show for a couple of months after everything, like, died down. I was only, which is still honestly kind of, but everyone's pretty much like is the same group of people, so we were all like, if anybody did come up with any symptoms, they would just let everyone know, like, hey, I have these symptoms, like, do what you need to do to, like, make yourself feel comfortable. And they wouldn't come to a show if they were feeling symptoms, so necessary steps.
Well, I would hope they wouldn't go to a show. I mean, especially during all that, you know, this craziness that was going on in the world. What really got you into wrestling? Tell us about Reign of Fire. What really brought out that character? I know you have another character as well, but we'll touch base on that after. Who is Reign of Fire?
Wait, so I've always been, like, a really happy, lucky person. That's kind of what people think of Reign of Fire as. As far as why I wanted to get into wrestling. My dad actually used to wrestle like way back when, and back then there wasn't really a career to be made out of it unless you committed your whole life to it, and he decided that he wanted a family and everything, and you couldn't travel and everything and not be around your family. So he decided to become a firefighter. He was a firefighter for 26 years, so that's where fire came in for my last name. And
Love
then Reagan is actually the name of one of my nieces, so I
Oh.
decided to get that name after her, and Reagan Fire was born, and it's just myself personified. So
So your family is really, is your whole family all into wrestling, or is it just your dad?
I want to say it's just my dad. My other part members of my family definitely support me. Some are kind of, really? You're gonna be a wrestler? But a lot of them are very supportive. So, but it was definitely my dad that was giving me the push and the A-okay, and
I
you can
love that. I love that. That's amazing. I'm always so jealous when people tell me, "Oh, my whole family was into wrestling, man." Like, it's like in my household, every Monday we watch Raw. I'm like, lucky. I'm the only one in my whole family that watches wrestling. My dad hates it. My brother hates it. I have a twin brother. Fun fact, by the way, he hates it. Yeah, they all hate it. But they're very supportive of what I do, especially my whole Nerds of Wrestling and my podcast. When I told them I want to do a podcast and interview wrestlers, they go, "Hey, do what you want, man. Just do your thing. Do it." And so they're very supportive. That title you see right there, the WWE title, my dad thinks it's a waste of money, but it's not a waste of money. I love it. It's my baby. I also have the IC title. Love that thing. But yeah, wrestling's amazing, man. I love wrestling. Who were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Jeff Hardy was like my number one, along with Shawn Michaels. I was kind of a fan of women wrestling back in the day because I'm a girl, but
Right.
guys just did so many cooler things
Of
like in
course.
it is today. So I could definitely say Jeff Hardy and Shawn Michaels. That's kind of the era that I grew up in.
When did you really first start watching wrestling? When did you instantly become hooked?
I started watching it, I want to say, when I was around 6, 7 maybe, and then I got hooked probably around 10, 11-ish.
That's a common age. I mean, I was like 11 when I first started watching. I don't know how old you are. I'm 26. I started watching around 2006, 2005. The Ruthless Aggression era, especially with John Cena, Batista, Triple H. But he was, doing his thing back then. But a lot of the up and comer, newer guys who were doing their thing. Kurt Angle, just everybody. Shawn Michaels, obviously the GOAT. Like, if you don't like Shawn Michaels, then I don't know what to tell you. All right, now that you said Shawn Michaels is your favorite wrestler, what is your favorite Shawn Michaels match?
Undertaker. It's so
Course.
iconic. It's so iconic.
Of course. I mean, who doesn't like Shawn Michaels versus Taker now? 25 or 26?
I don't know. I'm gonna pass.
I'll go back to you for that one. My favorite is 25, but 26 was absolutely incredible. But 26 was great too. Shawn Michaels, obviously he retired that night. Spoiler alert for those of you who did not watch that match. If you didn't watch it, then I don't know what to tell you. You guys are like 10, 12 years too late. Jeff Hardy, I obviously an icon. He's a legend. He's still doing his thing in WWE now. What are some of your favorite Jeff Hardy matches?
I wouldn't say there's a specific match that sticks out in my mind. It's more his charisma and his moves and the way, his presence in the ring, and how fearless he is. So I wouldn't, there wasn't a specific match, like a defining moment.
Right.
Him, I would just say it's like overall, like who he is and what he's done for the business.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they talk about Jeff Hardy, they talk about obviously their matches, his matches with, Matt Hardy, matches against Edge and Christian, against the Dudley Boys. But one match I always hear people talk about and go back to is his match with Undertaker on Raw in 2005, I think it was. No, it wasn't a five. It was some. I know it was for the title. I forgot what year it was, but if you haven't seen that match, go check it out. Jeff Hardy versus Undertaker in a ladder match for the Undisputed title. Holy shit, what a fucking match. One of my favorite matches of all time. Definitely go check that out. So that's a great match as well. But yeah, anything Jeff Hardy, he's great. He's good. Do you see him retiring at all anytime soon?
I mean, I hope so. He's put so much wear and tear on his
Same.
body. He needs to get out. He's done everything and more for this business. And I mean, he's doing what he loves. So if I was in that position, I wouldn't want to leave either. So
Right.
definitely understand where he's coming from. But there's a time to be in and a time to be out, and I feel like he should focus on him
Well, I
instead
think
of.
I maybe 2 more years, maybe another year and a half. We don't know. I mean, he always comes back, then he leaves and comes back, so
Which
we
is good.
don't
Like
know.
it's giving him time to recover. It's giving
Right.
him time to like spend time where it matters away from what everybody sees in this wrestling world. So as long as he continues to stay healthy and just stay healthy mentally, physically, like he can go as long as he could be doing this when he's 100. Like
Oh
for the
God, can you
rest
imagine that?
of his life, like he doesn't stop.
He doesn't stop. Obviously, Jeff Hardy, like we said, greatest wrestler, one of the best of all time. I gotta ask, did you watch the Royal Rumble this past Sunday?
No, I
Last Sunday?
didn't. I really wanted to, and I didn't. I know. I'm kicking myself for it. I'm seeing the posts like of all my trainers, this, that, and the other, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna kill me. I didn't watch this.
What happened? How come you didn't watch?
Honestly, I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't remember. I don't know if I was,
Heartbroken.
know if I was somewhere. I don't know.
Well, we
I'm
are all heartbroken right now.
as you.
Yeah, no, we're disappointed. Like, come on, you gotta watch it. And you have the network. You go back and watch it now if you want.
Right now.
Yeah, right now, like during this podcast, right now. Maybe after the podcast.
Got it.
I'm assuming you know who won the battle, Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Were you
It
happy?
was such an exciting moment. Such
I
an
was.
ex It was honestly like the Royal Rumble all over again.
I was going crazy. I was at my friend's house, and when Edge won, I looked at my friend like, what the hell? He did not just fucking win. He did not just win. Nobody. I don't care.
Was definitely shocked, I'm not gonna lie. I was not expecting it.
Nobody. Nobody. Who would have guessed Edge in 2021? Oh, Edge. Yeah, okay. Sure. This guy from the number one spot. Sure. Whatever you say. But everybody also had Bianca. I'm very happy for Bianca. I'm happy Bianca won. She was my choice since like October. I'm like, yo, Bianca's winning the battle Royal Rumble, 100%. She's not losing. She has to win.
There you go.
You gotta watch it. I'm so sad you didn't watch it. Like, I'm like heartbroken right now.
Well.
Okay, good. So tell us about your wrestling training. When you started wrestling training, what was going through your mind? Were you nervous? Were you excited?
I was definitely terrified. I was young when I started. I started when I was 16 years old. And I had my first match when I was 17, so I had about a year and a half of solid wrestling training, and it was terrifying. Like my nerves, like I was very excited, a lot for a while. Like, I used to have happy feet when I'd go to lock up. I would like do. I played soccer for like 10 years and I was
Of
defender.
course.
So I'd go to lock up like this. Like, Callie, you gotta quit doing happy feet. That was like the first battle that I had with wrestling. That was something that I had to break. But no, it was definitely a lot of fun. I also remember like the first time that I stood on the top rope, very scary. It's so much higher. Like, once when you stand up there, it looks like nothing when you look at it, but once when you stand up there, you're like, what is this?
Oh my God, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall.
Looking back at it now, I was like, oh, that's nothing. Like, I jumped off a freaking ball. It was nothing. But no, it was awesome. I would not have traded that time for anything.
That's
Wrestling training,
awesome.
unlike any other training. I've done soccer, I've done track, I've conditioned for anything, and there's nothing like wrestling conditioning.
No, there's not.
So,
It's
sorry.
crazy. You played soccer for 10 years. Did you always, were you always a fan of soccer? Any other sports that you like?
I definitely say soccer was my number one. I did track as well, but it wasn't a team thing. Like, I was on a team, but it's all individual, and I really love the aspect of being on a team and working with other people, and we all come together for a final goal to either defend or play offense and win. So I love soccer. Soccer has always been my number one.
That's awesome. I suck at soccer. My kids at my job always kick my ass at soccer. Like, give me a baseball and a bat. It's lit. But soccer, I suck with my feet. I can't do it. I can't. I trip over the ball all the time. It's
I'm all
really
feet.
bad.
I mean, I have very good hand-eye coordination too, but my feet are like
Oh,
powerhouses.
look at that. Look at, see? Wow, that's it. So if wrestling doesn't work out, maybe soccer could work out for you.
No.
No. No.
Like, crazy. So I played soccer up until my freshman year of high school. Before my freshman year, I had an injury. It was nothing serious, but I don't remember if I twisted my knee or my ankle, but it was like I had a twist and a pull and something, and I was out for a while. And when I finally got better, I just didn't really have the desire to go back to soccer, which is crazy because I spent like 10 years doing it. And I found wrestling, and
Yeah.
then I just started wrestling.
I mean that's I don't want to say that sounds like a common thing, 'cause I never had a serious injury in a sport. The most serious injury I ever had was when I got hit with a ball in my bare hand. Like, this fastball hurt the shit out of me, and I was like 12. I cried. It hurt a lot. Don't make fun of me. So that was like my serious injury. I couldn't wait to go back to baseball. I loved baseball. I could have told you when I was 6 years old, oh, I'm gonna be a baseball player. Was terrible. I was so bad. It's like not even, it's not even, I sucked. What the hell was I thinking? A baseball player? Really? Nah, bro. Not, you're gonna be a preschool teacher. That's cool too, I guess. No, kid, I love my job. I've been working with kids for like over 10 years. I met the most amazing kids, obviously, through the years that I have been working. I wouldn't trade it for the world. There are times though where I'm like, I don't want to go to work. These kids are gonna drive me bananas, but it's okay. It's Friday, just 8 hours, and you're home for the 2 days. Maybe call out Monday. No, don't do that. Like, don't do that. You need to go back, Justin. Come on. Do your thing. After you were done with wrestling though, your training, what was your mindset going into your first match?
So my first match was with Santana. She was the trainer at that time, and I was beyond nervous because she's obviously like She's literally a superstar in my eyes.
Right.
So going into a match with her, I knew it was gonna be okay because I was going against her. So I knew that she had my back. Like if I were to mess up, she would be there to cover me, and she was there to talk me through everything. But I was definitely nervous. I was a heel, so I was supposed to come out and be mean and literally hurt. And I was like, "Whoa!" Like I was so excited. I was total baby face. And when we got to the back after the match, she was like, "Why were you clapping and acting all happy?" I was like, "Santana, like I'm literally you, but in a kid version." Like.
That's incredible. I mean, you can't help it. It's your first match. That seems kind of unfair to tell you, hey, you're a heel for your first match. Why? Let me be a face. I'm excited. I'm gonna be laughing.
She was like, as a bad guy, you're not supposed to come out of the curtain being all happy. I was like,
Hey.
yeah, did I do that?
She's like, yeah, look at the video. You're gonna see after. No, but I mean, you can't help it though. Like, it's, I mean, honestly though, that's not fair to tell like a wrestler who just got done with training, it's your first match, hey, you're a heel. What? Why? I can't be serious. Come on, it's my first match. Let me be a face. Give me a couple matches and then I'll be a heel. Let me work with it.
And literally my thing is I smile too much. Like any I'm smiling. I have someone on the block and I'm like
I love it. That's incredible though. That's, you can't help it. It's, you're having fun. You're doing what you got. You love what you're doing though. I mean, I can't be serious to save my life. I don't know. Do you know that card game, Bullshit?
Yes.
I suck. I
Yeah.
cannot play. I always lose. It's like,
I call people out. Like, I am a master at calling people out. It's great.
yeah, no, it's, I can't play with you. I'll be like three of hearts.
I'm like, I have four threes.
See, it sucks. Like, I cannot. Well, seriously, like,
It gets that person's turn, and I'm like, don't even put it down. Take the deck. Don't even put it down.
I'll right, fuck you then. Give me those cards. That's awesome though. Your first match sounded like, how did it go? Well, you said you were nervous, obviously. After that, like after the ball.
Like looking back at it now, it wasn't bad for a first match. Like I knew my basics. I had the psychology. I was just terrified to hit her.
Oh, come on. Don't be terrified to hit her. She'll be fine.
I was so terrified to hit her, and there was a lot of space on looking back on it. Like I just wasn't aggressive. I was so in the moment that I was like this the whole time instead of being like this.
Yeah.
So, but it was definitely it, I would not trade that match for the world either. Like I would not have a better first match. Obviously, I could have like trained more, but I'm saying like as far as a first match, there's nobody else that I'd rather like go against, and
Right.
yeah, so it was good. I was
That's
happy.
incredible. I mean, a lot of, I heard a lot of stories about first matches. All these wrestlers that I interviewed, they said, hey, my first match was in a battle royal. My first match was a ladder match. I'm like, what? A ladder match?
I've seen battle royals, I've seen the
Yeah.
stipulation matches, I've seen all that as a first match, and
And I mean, it all depends at the end of the day. It all depends, like, hey, we think you could do it. Go out there and do it. But I think a battle royal is like, would you say a battle royal is common for your first match?
definitely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because, you're working with a lot of people, not one on one. You're nervous. People are nervous,
Don't have to remember anything.
Yeah,
The best thing
just
about Royals, everything is just there. Like
on the
everyone's
go.
just playing.
Have you ever been in a battle royal? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been
I should know that.
way too many to count.
What was your mindset like when you were first in your first battle royal? What was your mindset?
Yikes, that was a long time ago. I don't even remember what my first America was. But I would just say, if I'm going to put it in the perspective going into any battle royal, nervous is probably the best word, because you don't have an idea of what's going to happen. So you're literally just going in there and you're hoping that whoever you work is a safe worker.
Right.
And that nobody gets hurt, because there's a bunch of people in the ring and nobody knows what's going on. So that's probably like the most nerve-wracking thing about it. But other than that, it's just a bunch of fun. Like, battle royals are great because you don't have to worry about everything, and you're working with a ton of people, and if anything goes wrong, like, it's a battle royal. Stuff is supposed to go wrong.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, is it? I mean, I'm assuming the, huh?
I love battle royals. They're so crazy.
I'm assuming the only thing you gotta remember is, who am I eliminating? And who's eliminating me? Yeah, I mean,
sometimes you don't even have like elimination set in a place. You go out there and you go.
Fuck it. Hey, why not? Right. All right. Now we know a little bit about.
What's that?
We know a little bit about Reagan. Who is Destiny?
Ooh. Destiny really isn't defined. So the story behind Destiny was, I actually was a part of Rosemary's entrance for Slammiversary way back when, like a couple years ago. And at that time, Rosemary was with the company that I did Destiny for. So we were going to play off of the thing as Destiny is like Rosemary's child, essentially, like the smaller version of Rosemary. That was the route that we were going, and then things didn't pan out and she left, and I could no longer be associated with her style gimmick. So Destiny just turned into this very mysterious, crazy, unpredictable, I think those are like the most defining, like the best defining word. Just this, Destiny, like, unknown creature that literally I don't even know anything about.
Destiny sounds like quite the character. I remember I was on your Instagram one day, Reagan. I was like, who's Destiny? Now we know. Oh, okay, that's Reagan. Duh. 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 Like I said, it's been a long day. Cut me some slack. I felt so bad.
What's my name again?
You want to tell the story? You want me to tell it? I'm embarrassed.
Charger.
We were telling, I was in communication with Callie all day today talking about the podcast. I felt so bad. I'm like, what's your wrestling name again? And she's like, bro, really? Like, look at my YouTube. I was like, oh, Reagan. I knew that. She's like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure you did. Whatever. And then I called her Kelsey and then started the podcast. She's like, Callie, not Kelsey, Callie. I'm like, bro, cut me some slack. It's been a long day.
Give you some slack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that. I'm sorry.
You're the one that wanted to interview me.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And you don't even know my name.
I do now. Well, I knew it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
Sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is quite the podcast we have going on here.
Callie Topper? Question mark.
Callie Top.
I can pull up the screenshots.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. We'll save them for another day.
Yeah,
come on.
I have leverage.
Yeah, you have leverage. Yeah, don't, please don't do that. Please don't use that on me. anything else you like? Netflix, Disney Plus, throw some shows out there, because I'm a big Netflix guy. I don't know if you watch Cobra Kai. Did you watch Cobra Kai?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I need to. I want to. It's on my list.
You gotta watch it. So good.
No, you
gotta watch
you need
Warrior
to
Rumble.
Watch the 100.
I gotta watch 100.
Hmm.
Where can I find the 100? Because I don't know.
Netflix.
Duh.
It is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. 11 out of 10.
All right, I'm going to take your word for that. Walking
Dead, like, it's 12 out of 10, but it's 11 out of 10.
Yeah, I couldn't get into The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I tried to watch it on Netflix.
The 100 might be rough then.
Huh?
I said the 100 might be rough then, but it's so good. It's such a good show.
I mean, I'll try it out. I mean, I think I seem to advertise, but there's so much on Netflix to watch. Like, it's so much. I can't believe you haven't watched Cobra Kai.
I can't believe you haven't watched the 100. Like,
hey, come on. What is the 100 even about?
You're just going to have to watch it by now.
Do you know what Cobra Kai is about?
Somewhat.
We have a question, actually, that just popped up from Jordan. He wants to know, how do you go about your day on the show, and how do you prepare for a match?
Oh, okay. So, show day. Hopefully, I have everything packed. If not, then I have to pack it all up. Depending on where I'm going, I travel. So, it's either if I'm traveling by myself or with other people, just make sure everything's all packed up. I eat on the road, unfortunately. I know it's not the best thing, but that's what I do. And then going about show day, so whenever I'll get to a show, like before everything opens up, and hopefully my opponent's there. If my opponent isn't there, like before showtime, then we just talk about everything in the back. But if they are there, then we talk about everything in the ring, and just kind of go over like what we want to do and stuff. What else was the question? That's going about my show day.
Yeah, I think you answered it both. How do you go about your day, show day, and how do you prepare for a match?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, like, preparing for the match is more than just the day itself. So, constantly training and honestly, it's just constantly training. Promoting is a huge, huge thing. Like, going into a show that a lot of people don't think about, especially people that aren't like wrestlers or promoters actually in the business. Promoting is so huge going into a show, because that's what makes a show. So I'd say that's the biggest. Training and promoting is probably like the biggest things heading into a show before show day.
Yeah, obviously you got to promote. Obviously you got to, you know, show some love to the promotion. What's the furthest you ever traveled to for a show?
North Carolina.
How was that experience?
It was awesome. Wrestling in North Carolina is, I mean, it's just something totally, like, I love wrestling in North Carolina. It's like Florida, but another great place. Like, I've wrestled in Georgia. I've wrestled in Alabama. I went farther up north too, but I can't remember where. But I want to say North Carolina is the farthest.
You wrestled in a lot of decent states. What are, do you have any your eyes on any states you want to wrestle in?
Specifically, I want to get into the New York and New Jersey area because it's big over there as well. I definitely love to go back to the Carolinas because wrestling's huge over there too. California would probably be pretty cool. Texas is definitely on my list. I was going to go wrestle in Texas, but stuff didn't plan out that week, so I wasn't able to make it, but Texas is pretty huge as well. I'd say those are a couple, like, within the U.S. that I'm, like, have my eyes set on and definitely want to get out to.
You got to come to Connecticut. I mean, Jersey, New York is huge, too, but Connecticut, you got to...
Let me know shows in Connecticut. I'll contact a couple of people. My mom lives in Connecticut, so...
I got you.
I would love to. I'd also love to. Half my family's up there.
Oh, look at that. See, it's perfect. We're very fortunate to have so many shows up in I mean, like I said, I'm from Connecticut. We got Northeast Wrestling in Connecticut, which is absolutely, I don't know if you ever heard about Northeast Wrestling. If you haven't, definitely check them out. It's
Yeah,
like,
unfortunately, I haven't heard like anything from Connecticut. So if you can send me like some of like
oh,
the shows that are from there,
I got
please. I would
you.
love to come by.
Yeah, Connecticut is definitely a big state. All of Northeast, like New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, like I said, Connecticut, Maine up there. We're very, very lucky to have all this wrestling, especially the independents, obviously independents, but yeah, it's insane amount of wrestling. It's very overwhelming. I always want to go to all these shows, but I can't because it's like I don't drive, so it's like very limited to what I could do. But every time there's a show in Connecticut, I'm always there. I always go. But like I said, I haven't been to a show in forever, so I'm sad. And I hope to go very soon. Sad face. A
Are there
comment
any
here.
specific like streams that you watch, like independent wrestling wise?
Yeah, I try to I watch Limitless Wrestling on IWTV. I try to catch a lot of Chaotic on Twitch. Synergy Wrestling, I watch. I know I'm gonna be checking out GSW in a couple weeks. I mean, same with you. I'll send you some shows from Connecticut. You send me some shows, and I'll check them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely do that. Yeah, but this has been a lot of fun. Definitely talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm sorry that, yeah, we're just gonna
Yeah,
forget about
yeah,
what happened.
yeah.
We're
Thank
gonna forget about
you
what
for
happened.
having me. I'm sorry I couldn't make fun of you as much as I wanted to.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Next time, I'll bring you on next time, and you can make fun of me as much as you want.
Wonderful. Maybe you'll actually remember
Wonderful.
my name then.
Yeah, I will. Not promise. I got you. Drop some plugs. Where can the Nerds of Wrestling find you?
So my Instagram is probably going to be the best place. It's KALLEEMARIE. And then Twitter is Callie underscore Topper. So KALLEE underscore TOPPER. And then I did have Facebook, but Facebook's no longer a thing at the moment, but it will be back. So when it's back, it's just going to be Callie Topper. And I'd say those are like the fab three.
Yeah, I mean those are generic. I mean
What?
you didn't give I said those are generic. I mean you didn't give everybody like your MySpace, so
Man, what's my MySpace? I think my MySpace is Callie Marie, but that's from like a century ago. It's
honestly, there's imagine like someone's listening right now. Oh, let me search up for MySpace real quick.
like, no.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Come on.
X.
Oh God, you never
Please.
know though. I mean, there's
Please
might there might
don't.
be there might be someone out there. They don't got Facebook. They just got MySpace. So,
Please don't.
all right, yeah, nurse, come on, don't look up her MySpace. Oh, that's funny.
I
No,
think it's
but
gone. It's got to be gone. It has to be gone. Please
I
be
hope,
gone.
oh God, I hope my MySpace is gone too. Like, oh Lord,
What's your MySpace?
the same thing. Justin Del Rio probably.
Ooh, okay.
You know.
I got some detective work to do.
Yeah, go check it out. You probably find me. If you find it, you can make fun of me on the next podcast.
Wonderful. Let's just keep adding to the list.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. No, but seriously, thank you so much for coming on today. This was a lot of fun. I will definitely have you on again very soon, and I hope to see you at a show sometime.
One, that would be great. I'd love to come by to Connecticut. So shoot me all those places. I want to talk to them, follow them, etc.
I definitely will. I got you. I got you. Nerds, thank you so much for listening to this episode of What's Up Wrestler. Stay tuned for the next episode. Have a great night, everybody. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.